morning. Good morning. Imagine, everybody. Very good morning. Dr. Rich, are you with us this morning? Okay, everybody. This is Dr. Tim Garcia once again. And I want to welcome you to our time together this morning. Time marches on. Here we are, another glorious Friday. And let us all just sit back a little bit. All the things that are going on in the world today, we need to just center ourselves, take our deep breaths, get beautiful sunshine, eat the proper vegetables and the proper natural foods that we could have the life-giving nutrients and lighten our food so that we're able to see through all the confusion. We could see through all the falsehoods. Trying times right now, and so I'm here to impart my information and my wisdom to you because it helps me live my purpose. And I'm a doctor of chiropractic and since 1990, long time. I've seen a lot of things. And I know that the premise of chiropractic speaks about the integrity of our nervous system through the spine to our body, because our body only works by neurological impulse, and we're living human beings. That's a vitalistic component we have. A living human being is self-regulating and self-repairing and self-healing, and that's what we have as human beings. We have the vitalistic component in our bodies, and that's controlled by the nervous system from the brain to the body and back again, much more than neck and back pain. It's our consciousness is depending on neurological function. Our five senses, our way our body works automatically, digestion and respiration, etc., hormones and the endocrine and everything in our body works through neurological impulse. And that's why chiropractic is so important. It's part of the three dimensions of our health: physical, mental, emotional, and chemical. I know that if we have a neurological impediment through our body, in our body through a misaligned spine, maladaptations, problems with motion, then we're not going to have the true impulse from neurologically from our brain to the body back again. But that's just one aspect. The other big aspect is the emotional and our thoughts and our groundedness and our stress level. And so that's why exercise is so good. Meditation and getting into nature, possibly journaling, prayer. These are the emotional things that we could do for ourselves to help take out the negativity that's flooding our brains these days in this time of the age of COVID. But there is a big problem in our society with toxins, and that's the biochemical aspect of our health and our life. And so that's what I want to talk about today. I want to have a bigger discussion on that. I have a presentation for you, and it's called The True Cellular Detox Revolution. And it talks about how true detox occurs at the cell, not just cleaning out the liver, not just cleaning out the gut or the intestines. It's cleaning out at the cellular level. And well, we're going to get into that. I'm going to tell you what that means, because that's where the healing comes from. If you want to get well, you have to heal the cell. So this program was developed by Dr. Dan Pompa, and it was developed through challenges he was having, and we'll get into that in a minute. Let us talk about what we're going to get into, because I promise you, this is information maybe you never heard this information before. Maybe you want to take some notes, but I promise you, if you apply what we learned today, it'll drastically change your life for the better. And I know I'm not talking to everybody. You know, not everybody's sick as all that. Some of you are very well. Some of you are taking care of your health. You're eating the right things. You're feeling good. But we just can't get away from the toxins in our environment. And so really, to have a better future, you know, it really is for everybody but more specifically for those who are sick and need something to going to help us out. Some people have tried everything. Some people have been to the medical doctor. Some people have had all kinds of interventions, and you continue to be unwell and sick. And we're going to talk about why that is, and we'll talk about it why at the cellular level, because this is not just about eating more fruits and veggies or about exercising more or even having more willpower. Matter of fact, you all see why so many have tried to apply these three things and failed. We've all seen it, but the information you're going to hear will change your life, I promise. So why? Why am I here? Why are we talking about it? You know, well, there's something called that we call the 3%ers. These are people who choose to change the world and change their own lives. They make a choice to do something differently. The other 97% listen to the excuses and let those excuses control them. The 3%ers hear those excuses too, but they still choose to take action anyways. So I finally hit a point in my life where I decided to make a choice to change my life for the better. Everybody here listening, you know, has their reasons. So everybody has their why that drives you, whatever it is your motivates you. And what is it for you? So, you know, when you're not feeling well and you want to get better, is that so you can spend time with the ones you love or go on an adventure you've never been to, or you have a burning desire to give back to the world around you, or your current situation won't allow that. So what is your why? And it's important to identify that and let that motivate you. So what would you be doing differently in your life if you could magically make all your health issues disappear? We don't have magic here, but we do have a solution. So let's get into it. Dr. Pompa, I will tell you, he was the guy who developed this cellular detox, and he's training doctors like myself to do it. Well, he had big problems with mercury poisoning. He was an athlete, and he was losing his energy. Couldn't concentrate. He couldn't sleep, and he couldn't be the father or husband he wanted to be. And it took him on a journey. It took him 4 years to get better, but he got well, and it turned out his wife had some issues, and he had to help the wife out. And as we go down into this presentation, I'll tell you, it was affecting the children as well. So, excuse me. So we actually live in a toxic world. We know this. You know, back in the 60s and the 50s when chemicals were coming out, and they touted all the big improvements with life is easier with chemicals. And, you know, intuitively, I always thought, gosh, you know, that's not natural, or gosh, it sure smells rank, or gosh, it doesn't taste good. And over time, I realized these chemicals are causing a lot of problems for our health, for our organism, our natural way of doing, of living and processing metabolically through our processes. And so, you know, it's getting worse and worse every year. And so the world needs changing. Wouldn't you agree? So we live in a sick world, and I believe the world needs changing. Don't you believe the world needs changing? What's on the rise? You know, if the present scale of growth continues at this pace, by 2032, one out of every two children in the United States will be on the autism spectrum. Half of all the children will be on autism by 2032. Wow. Do you have any idea how this will impact our country? Who will take care of these children when they're adults? And that's a big issue. It's a big problem. So it's just a question. This is worth thinking about. Diabetes is also an epidemic. Is it an epidemic or a plague? One in every three children born after the year 2000 will have diabetes in his or her lifetime. That's not okay. I remember when I was a kid, type 2 diabetes was called adult onset diabetes because children didn't get it. Now kids are getting it younger and younger. These are just some of the things we're seeing right now. These are some of the statistics I have. The new normal. 75% of American adults over 40 have been diagnosed with at least one chronic disease. 75%. Wow. I'm not willing to live in this new normal paradigm. How about you? Are you? We have the power in our hands. Let's exercise that. Now, listen to this. According to the American Cancer Society, a 2014 Cancer Fact and Figures report, this year, statistically, one person will die of cancer every 54 seconds. Less than a minute from now, something's going to drop. So these statistics are unacceptable, and they're only getting worse. Not the world I want to live in. Let's change it. So what's the number one cause? Toxins. They're everywhere. What's poisoning us today? Lead, pesticide, chemicals, solvents, mercury, et cetera. They're everywhere, and we're going to get into that more and more. But understand that the Environmental Working Group examined the cord blood, the umbilical cord blood of newborns, and found that these babies began life exposed to as many as 287 of the 413 toxic chemicals in the study. An average of 200 toxins were found per baby. 180 chemicals found are known to cause cancer. So cancer rates in children have actually risen 61.1% since 1950. This is according to the Columbia University School of Public Health. 95% of cancer is caused by diet and environment. Well. So we can see that we're inundated with toxins. And listen, I'm going to give you more information, and there's more. So there's actually testing that shows the clear connection to mom's toxicity to the toxins babies are born with. You know, the placenta can guard against natural invaders such as viruses and bacteria, but it isn't designed to protect against man-made chemicals and heavy metals. Those things pass straight through to the baby, the developing baby. This is one of the reasons kids are getting sicker and sicker. They're starting out toxic. So toxicity is a generational epidemic. There are three main toxins affecting four generations that are leading to an explosion of chronic disease and unexplainable illness. So what's happening to you will happen to your children and your grandchildren and their grandchildren. It's estimated that we're the lead generation, right? There was lead in the paint, lead in everything some time ago. And so our parents grew up, and most of us grew up in the lead generation. But it affects it affects four generations in two ways. So the lead is inherited in utero from the mom to the baby. And also, number two, it turns on bad genes associated with many diseases, even obesity, for four generations. So anyone above the age of 40 grew up in the leaded generation. That lead, along with other toxins, passes from mom to baby. If we could remove all sources of lead from the environment, it would take four generations to get out all the lead out of our bodies. All these toxins also turn on bad genetic expression, including the obesity gene. And the bad epigenetic expression is passed on to our children. Well, the good news is it can also be reversed through detox and methylation. Methylation, by the way, is a chemical process where there's a methyl group, CH3 is a methyl group, and it is used in metabolic processes, a lot of them, to help normal metabolism. So when we're toxic and we get more sick, the methylation process is decreased. There's an article, let's see, where's this from? Okay, here we go. We have the 1983 article published by geochemist Jerome Nriagu from the New England Journal of Medicine, deals extensively with Rome's lead issue, noting that lead played a prominent role in the daily life of ancient Romans. The Encyclopedia Romana by James Grout of the University of Chicago parses it down further, explaining that Roman aqueducts were literally coated with sheets of lead, though some were made of clay. So from Rome to America, how toxic heavy metals destroy health and civilization. An article by Jonathan Benson. So lead poisoning is nothing new to our culture generation. And, you know, look what happened to Rome. When will we learn from history? And a study published in the Journal of Environmental Health found that women between the ages of 65 to 87 with high levels of lead levels were nearly 60% more likely to die during a 12-year study. As people age, their bones release stored lead, leading to heart disease, high blood pressure, strokes, and weight gain. So our bones hold the lead. Most people associate modern Western health conditions with heart disease, stroke, and obesity to age. The older you get, the sicker you get, and the more likely you are to die. However, I believe the studies show it's the bioaccumulation of toxins over time that lead to dysregulation of our bodies that causes chronic disease and early death. Age alone is not a good indicator of how healthy you should be. Lifestyle and exposure to toxins is a major player in the time you're given. That's why we see people, you know, what is the life expectancy in the United States? I don't know exactly. I remember it was 76 years old for men, maybe a little older for women, 79. I don't know if it's a little bit higher now these days. But we know people that are 80s and approaching 90s and, you know, these people that pass the life expectancy. And, you know, why is that? A lot of people are dying younger because of toxicity. So there's a test showing the mom has heavy metals, highly elevated lead, and it was proven when the son was also tested, he also tested high for lead. And that gives us the proof that moms can pass it to the kids. So where does the lead come from? Time magazine had an article, The Poisoning of an American City. Do you remember Flint, Michigan, and that poor water situation? And it's horrible, and it's such a big deal. It's the mainstream medias are discussing it, this heavy metal exposure. But it's a problem. It's a big problem. But you know what? It's beyond Flint. It's not just Flint, Michigan. Excessive lead levels found in almost 2,000 water systems across all 50 states, California, Pennsylvania. Most of us have heard about the problem with lead in the water in Flint, Michigan, but Flint is just the tip of the iceberg. Lead is a majority of our water supplies, and that's just one heavy metal, one toxin. There are lots more. Lead in cosmetics, ladies. Toxic beauty. Most lipsticks contain lead. A recent study showed 20 out of 33 lipsticks contain lead. This is an article by ABC News on the Good Morning America study. So public drinking water is just one source of exposure of countless sources. Ladies, if you wear lipsticks, chances are you're exposing yourself to lead, especially in red lipstick. Many other personal care products are toxic as well. So buy the non-toxic ones. So again, Dr. Pompa, he had his pain, he had his problems, and he had his purpose, not only for him to get well, but his family was sick, and his family was in need of intervention. And when he was able to develop this program, he helped himself, and he helped his family, his wife, and his kids. I will tell you, I've had my scrapes. I've had my problems. I had gout. Gout is a horrible situation. I detoxed myself. I got rid of it. Gout, as you know, is high uric acid crystals in your bloodstream from dietary imbalance. And the uric acid will actually, if it's too much of a concentrate, it will actually make a uric acid salt, and they actually form crystals. These crystals will leave the blood, the circulatory system, and lodge into the joints. And it's horrifically painful. They're likened to like slivers of broken glass, shards of glass. getting into your joints. And, you know, A, it's horribly painful. B, you cannot function. And C, I realized, you know, how sick do I have to be to have glass fall out of my circulatory system? And that's when I turned into a 3%er. There's no way. This was before this program was on, and so I did another program. But it was I couldn't work. I couldn't exercise. I loved to run and jog and be active, and I couldn't do any of that. I was horrified, and I was stymied, and it was just. And I made the right thing, and it turned from my pain, my purpose to be here to tell you, because, you know, as a chiropractor, great, if the spine is fine, you're going to be fine, but not if you're toxic. You're never going to get better if you don't get rid of those toxins. I had another situation with my wife. We'll go over that later, but we got her well as well. Now, we talked about lead, right? Let's talk about the mercury generation. Well, were you or your parents exposed to amalgams, those metal fillings in our cavities, our fillings? Mercury in the vaccine shots? Do you know, let me just tell you, amalgam or silver fillings are over half mercury. Mercury is slowly and quietly being removed from vaccines, but is still in many vaccines and was in contact lens solution in the 80s and 90s. Mercury became the new lead poisoning, but is far more damaging. In fact, mercury is the second most toxic substance on the face of the planet. The only substance more toxic to humans than mercury is uranium, and that's radioactive. Think about that. That mercury is so toxic that it comes in a container that has a skull and crossbones on it, indicating it's poison. So, you know, they all have that label on it because it's so toxic. Dental amalgams consist of 50% metallic mercury. The main source of mercury vapor is dental amalgams. These amalgams contribute substantially to mercury overload in the body's tissues. So amalgam fillings are half mercury and are the main source of mercury vapor exposure and contribute substantially to mercury body burden in humans. Don't let anyone fool you and tell you any different. If you have mercury amalgams, you got to get them out, but there's a safe way to do it. You have to look for a holistic dentist who knows how to do it and get the composite ones. So mercury from amalgams, a study presented in the prestigious FASAB journal indicates that the more amalgam fillings present in your mouth, the more mercury you will have in your organs, including the brain, the kidneys, heart, and liver. Don't insult our intelligence, right? So in 1988, scrap dental amalgam material was declared a hazardous waste by the EPA. OSHA has certain mandates present to handle amalgam fillings before going into your mouth and coming out of your mouth when you take them out. The three guidelines are such. One, scrap amalgam must be stored in an unbreakable, tight, sealed container away from heat. Number two, a no-touch technique for handling the amalgam. And that was two. And then three, store under liquid, preferably glycerin or photographic fixer solution. So don't insult our intelligence, right? Scrap dental amalgam is a hazardous waste. There are strict guidelines how amalgams can be handled before going in our mouth and after taken out. But they want you to believe amalgams are perfectly safe sitting there in your mouth. Doesn't make sense. Makes no sense. There's a mercury ban. Starting July 2018, there's to be amalgam use be banned for children under 15 and for pregnant or nursing women across the vast European Union. So each of the 28 countries must also submit a plan for how they are going to reduce amalgam use in the remainder of the population. So many developed countries have bans and restrictions on amalgam. Let's see. have amalgam fillings, and are, let's see, many developed countries have bans on restrictions on amalgam fillings and are getting more strict in the future. But here in the USA, they're still promoted as totally safe. Why such a disparity between our country and so many other countries? What's going on there? So what are the mercury symptoms? I'll go down them real quickly. Depression, mild fatigue, anxiety, forgetfulness, eyelid, face, and muscle twitching, digestive issues, constipation and or diarrhea, frequent bad breath, constant body odor, dizziness, irritability, sensitivity to sound, inability to concentrate, like called brain fog, abnormal menses, your period, low body temperature, cold hands and feet, tender teeth, tinnitus, ringing in the ears, insomnia, metallic taste in the mouth, nail fungus, you know what? Unexplained anger and autoimmune response. So, you know, these are only minor symptoms. It doesn't include full-blown health conditions associated with heavy metal exposure. So, you know, it's important. People are sick. They don't know what's going on. Dr. Pompa finally figured out it was the mercury coming from his the amalgams in his teeth. And, you know, he deteriorated as a human being, and it's happening to a lot of people, and they have no reason or understanding of why. You know, heavy metals and dementia, you know, heavy metal drives brain inflammation. It contributes to a type 3 diabetes, triggers genes associated with Alzheimer's and dementia, and it kills bacteria, the good bacteria that's needed for neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin. So inflammation is at the root of all modern health conditions, including diabetes. We know now Alzheimer's is a form of diabetes that affects only the brain. Not only does mercury contribute to diabetes and triggers genes associated with Alzheimer's, it also kills the bacteria needed for serotonin and dopamine neurotransmitters. Mercury is a massive brain destroyer. Trust me, you guys probably heard this, right? So mercury is a major cause of dementia. Dementia now striking people in their 40s as mercury from vaccine causes slow degenerative brain damage. Mercury is a major contributor to dementia and Alzheimer's and pre-dementia, and we're seeing these life-destroying conditions in younger and younger people. So do you get the flu shot? This medical doctor, Hugh Frudenberg, the world's leading immunologist and 13th most quoted biologist of our time, with nearly 850 papers in peer-reviewed journals, says if an individual has had five consecutive flu shots between 1970 and 1980, which was the years of the study, that his or her chance of developing Alzheimer's disease is 10 times greater than if they had one, two, or no vaccinations. When asked why, he said the gradual mercury and aluminum buildup in the brain. This is no small risk. This is no small increase in risk. All right. The fastest growing disease, guess what it is? Dementia and Alzheimer's are now the fastest growing disease in the U.S. Alzheimer's, the number one concern of people over 60, but now it's occurring in the 40s. Here we go. 30 million. Here we go. 30 million global and 5.5 million in the U.S. 100 million worldwide by 2050. Six causes of deaths in the U.S. And the six causes of death in the U.S. now over 100,000 per year. It's the leading cause of death in the United Kingdom. So the first sign is short-term memory loss and brain fog, which is now called pre-dementia. So again, dementia and Alzheimer's are now at epidemic levels. It's the number one concern of people over 60, but it really should be a major concern to anyone over 40. Every 66 seconds, someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's in the U.S. Every 5 minutes, someone in the U.S. dies from Alzheimer's. Those numbers are only getting worse. Alzheimer's now kills more people than breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. The first signs of pre-dementia are memory loss and brain fog. All right, let's moving on. Oh, I have some statistics here. Fastest growing disease on Alzheimer's. So we already said it's the sixth leading cause of death in the United States. More than 5 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's. By 2050, the number could be up to 16 million. Every 66 seconds, somebody dies, develops a disease in the United States. It's a big problem. One in three seniors dies with Alzheimer's or another dementia. So the statistics speak for themselves. And if this doesn't concern you, I don't know what will. All right. So here we go. Let's continue. Mercury from vaccines. Well, autism was discovered in 1943 in American children, 12 years after mercury, which is thimerosal, was added to the pertussis vaccine. The disease was not seen in Europe until the 1950s, after thimerosal was added to vaccine used there. So in 2011, a review of the peer-reviewed research showed a strong correlation. So as far back as 1943, the review revealed numerous documented cases of autism caused by encephalitis immediately following vaccination. And there's an article in Neurodevelopment Disorders and Heart Disease in the U.S. by Mark and David Greer called Thimerosal and Childhood Vaccines documents a strong association between the amounts of mercury injected with vaccines and autism. And that was published in the Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons. In both the United States and Europe, autism was discovered after the introduction of thimerosal, which is mercury, into childhood vaccines. This has been studied and documented as far back as 1943. And, you know, a lot of talk about vaccines these days with the COVID. So here's some good information for everybody. There's a movie on YouTube, Vax. I don't know if anybody has seen it. V-A-X-X-E-D. So if you haven't seen the movie, I highly recommend you do so. It's not so much about the connection between vaccines and autism, but more about a cover-up in the CDC of a study that showed the correlation. That was mercury. Now what are we on? Aluminum. Guess what? Allowable levels, according to the FDA, for an 8 to 10 pound infant are exceeded by more than 100 times. Now let's consider in an IV drip, 30 micrograms over a 24 hour period is the limit they consider safe. In one Hep B vaccine, there was 250 micrograms, typically given 12 hours from birth. By 2 months, the baby gets 5 to 8 more shots. Therefore, in a matter of seconds, they get 1,200 to 2,000 micrograms. This is hundreds of times more than what's considered safe by our protective body. So this should put in perspective what we're doing to our children in this country with vaccination schedule. The FDA knows heavy metals, in this case aluminum, and still allows babies to be exposed to hundreds of times more than the FDA say is safe. And that's just with one round of vaccine and one visit. Remember this next time you hear somebody says vaccines are safe and effective. Well, there's a new problem for our generation, and that's glyphosate. Glyphosate, as you recall, is the herbicide made by Monsanto, and it's used in all our crops that are conventionally grown, and there's a big increase of dementia with the increase of glyphosate. Glyphosate, the active ingredient in the pesticide Roundup, opens up the tight junctions in the gut and blood barrier, creating a pathway for heavy metals to move into our cells and our brain at a greater rate than ever. The correlation studies and studies from Stephanie Senoff from MIT shows this. So what about glyphosate? Glyphosate makes both mercury and aluminum more toxic. And again, Stephanie Senoff wrote an article. Glyphosate is a product produced by Monsanto. In 2013, House Resolution 933 law dubbed the Monsanto Protection Act, which was written by a Monsanto-sponsored senator, was passed. The bill bars federal courts from being able to halt the sale or planting of controversial genetically modified seeds, no matter what the health issues may arise concerning GMOs in the future. So in short, the foods modified to withstand heavy glyphosate are found to make people sick or even kill us. And our government cannot stop the growing of these crops. They're so good for us. Why, if they're so good for this, why would they need protection like that? More corruption. Our children are the glyphosate generation, you know, with all the processed food, the fast food, the GMO, the cow-fed GMO, corn and soy, the wheat, desiccated Roundup, high fructose GMO corn syrup, GMO canola oil, potato desiccated. Glyphosate and genetically modified foods make up most of our package and processed food. This is what you get in your processed fast food meals, even in meals at a sit-down restaurant. Well, stuff's not bad enough. With the formula that we're giving kids have a protein isolate and soy lecithin are loaded with glyphosate. Poor kids are never going to have a chance here. The more kids are having, they're so sick. You know, we're feeding this poison to our babies, then wonder why our kids are sick and they have problems and allergies. Well, think of yourselves as little buckets. Buckets are only made to carry so much, right? As your buckets get full of toxins, they start to spill over and lead to dysfunction. The problem with toxicity is it starts to build up and continues bioaccumulating long before symptoms occur. Once the symptoms occur, your bucket is already overflowing. Now you're in a place where it'll take time to empty the bucket so the symptoms can go away. So what some of the symptoms, toxic overflowing, your bucket overflowing leads to inflammation. That can lead to high low blood pressure, digestive problems, weight loss resistance, dizziness, inability to handle stress, exertional malaise, brain fog, fatigue, headaches, hormone dysregulation, trouble sleeping, depression and mood changes, temperature dysregulation, muscle and joint pain. It's a hostile world out there, folks. There's three evil toxins at the root of most diseases. One, metals from amalgams, vaccines, personal care products from our parents and where we live and work. Two, mold exposure at home, work, schools, etc. And three are hidden infections like Lyme disease or co-infections from root canals, cavities, and other pathogens. I believe our children are especially affected by glyphosate, which magnifies the effects of all the toxins. So we've discussed heavy metals quite a bit because I believe them to be the biggest threat. But heavy metals are just one of the three evil toxins at the root of most diseases. So mold and hidden infections both lead to chronic inflammation, dysregulation, and compound effects of heavy metals in the body. Just like the bucket, the mold and the hidden infections fill up our buckets and use up our body's precious resources. Our bodies can only deal with so much at once. Reducing any of these three allows the body to better deal with what's left. So glyphosate magnifies the problem. Our children are dealing with a threat we never had to. The way glyphosate knots holes in the gut and the blood-brain barrier is a massive problem. It's a big problem. That's why everybody's sick. Somebody's sick. Okay. Okay, we know. I'm convinced. You're convinced. You know, what do we do? So the true seller detox, it has a protocol. But it starts off with testing. And there's three tests we use to find out your level of toxicity and inflammation. One is called a visual sensitivity test. And it's actually where you look at, you cover one eye and look at a chart, and there's these squiggly lines, and they're shaded in different degrees of contrast. And your sensitivity to the contrast is measured by how well you can, how far you can see until you cannot distinguish any contrast, and it's just all one blur, all one color. The reason behind that is the toxins, as you may know, that the drugs and toxins go to our fat cells as a protection mechanism. This, what happens is it accumulates on the nerve cell. And because a lot of nerve cells have fat around them, and so the fat becomes toxic, and we're looking at the optical nerve, that we see with. And so if there's a lot of toxin there, you're going to have decreased acuity in your contrast of light and dark. And it's called the visual sensitivity contrast. And it's it could tell you, you know, if you have heavy metal or different areas, tells you if it's biotoxins or just general toxicity. That's one test. Then there's another test that's called metoxy. This is a urine test you put into a reagent in a vial. You shake it, and there is a gradient of color from light pink to red, dark red. This is such an important test because it shows the amount of inflammation one has. It's 50 times more sensitive than blood tests for inflammation. Now, if you picture a cell, this is radio, I can't show you a cell. However, let me tell you something. This is interesting because if you guys are interested to see this, you can actually text toxicity, T-O-X-I-C-I-T-Y, and you send that to the number 44222, and you will get a video text to your phone, and it talks about the cell what I'm going to talk about right now. If you're an international listener, you could text toxicity and to the number 1-480-418-1411. Now, picture a circle. That's the cell, okay? Simplified. The membrane is a bilipid layer. Lipid is fat. So when toxins come in, we have too many toxins laying around, they attach to the receptor sites on our cell membrane. We have little receptor proteins. When the toxin's there, then it doesn't allow or it blunts the ability for nutrients and hormones to enter the cell. Not only that, it blocks the ability for the toxins to get out of the cell. So these toxins on the cell membrane cause inflammation, and this inflammation blunts the ability for the toxins, for the cell to receive nutrients and hormones, and for the cell to dispel and get rid of toxins. And so that is what when we talk about you have to fix the cell to get well. When you are only doing a detox for downstream, like liver and kidney and colon, that's all well and good. Those are the free toxins that go out. But it's upstream is the cell. That's what we talked about, upstream. And there's a protocol for doing it. You know, what do medical people do when your hormones aren't working? Well, they give you more hormones. But if the hormones can't get into the cell, what's it going to do? It's like pouring gas on your car instead of putting the gasoline in the gas tank. It's not going to work. So if you want to know if you have cellular inflammation, then you need the metoxy test. Now, if this test costs you $1,000, it'd be worth every penny because it tells you the cause of your inflammation. There's also a questionnaire we use that indicates if you are exposed to types of toxins. Could be heavy metals, it could be biotoxins, and it could also be just general toxins. And so we offer, you know, that's a $300 test. The $300 evaluation
But anybody who's listening to me today, they can get that for $97. We can do it. We can send it to you. We can Skype. We could, video chat. We could mail. And at least you'll know what's going on with you and your health. All you need to do is give me a call, 805-488-3090, or even email me. Put TCD in the subject line. And email GarciaCairo at hotmail.com, GarciaCairo at hotmail. So, yeah, there's two tests along with a neurotoxic questionnaire, only for $97. You know, normally we charge $300, but I want to honor anybody who's listening to me. I want to thank Ev for giving me this platform. And, you know, it's just like my way of saying thanks and, you know, being part of the solution. Let's see. We have – so what we're looking for is cellular inflammation, and that's preventing your cells from functioning the way they should. So that's what these tests are for, cellular inflammation. That's what's preventing your cells from functioning, you know, the way they should. That's why you're not getting better. Got to go to the clean the cell, because the hormones, estrogen, the thyroid, the testosterone, the cortisone, the insulin, they're not working well when your poor membrane is all beat up with inflammation and toxins. We got to get them out of there, and so we can normalize ourselves and then get well. Fix the cell to get well. The real answer to all this really is cellular, to the cellular inflammation is real detox. And that's what the true cellular detox is. It's the program. I'll tell you a little bit about the program. So what is not real detox first? So, you know, it's estimated 98% of heavy metal detox is not effective, and 50% of it is not safe because it'll redistribute the metal. Chlorella is good, but it's really not a true binder. Then there's herbal heavy metal detox products, but also they don't bind. Citrus pectin, not a true binder. Then there's glutathione, which will protect the cell and brain, but it's not good for metals. And there's a couple of liquid and powdered zeolites, and not necessarily that effective, potentially not safe. However, there's one exception. Cilantro also does that. They say it's not safe, and there's IV ones that are not safe either. And those are the other types of detox. But true cellular detox, what is it? Let's talk about that. So true cellular detox, there are three components to true cellular detox. One is addressing the five R's of true cellular detox and healing. What are the five R's? Remove the source of the toxins, right? R number one. R2 is regenerate the cell membrane because it gets all beat up with the toxins, remember? R3 is you restore the cellular energy because it loses energy. The poor little mitochondria, the powerhouse, that makes the gasoline for the cell, it becomes blunted and destroyed. And so we are able to, with a true cellular detox, we're able to restore the energy of the cell. Of course, we want to, R4 is reduce the cellular inflammation. And then R5 is reestablish methylation. So that's the part for the three component, that's three component number one. Component number two is open and support the other detox pathways, which we talked about, are the liver and the kidney and the lymph and your gut. And then three, we use true binders to remove the toxins. So once again, real detox has three components. We address the five R's of detox and healing. We open and support the detox pathways, and we use true binders to remove the toxins. Remember that downstream are just the liver and the kidneys and the gut and the lymph. But the upstream, we have to get to the cell. And true cellular detox works by cleaning the cell out. So once again, the three phases, the one is to prepare the body and downstream detoxification pathways. That's phase one. Phase two is open and support the detox pathways. And phase three is use true binders to remove toxins. That way you have a true way to healing. Okay? Again, there are also three phases of the true cellular detox. And, you know, we'll talk more about it once we speak personally. But in a nutshell, the first phase is to prepare the downstream detox pathways, the liver, the kidneys, and the gut. We also prepare the cell for detox by repairing and strengthening the cell wall. The second phase is to detox the body down to the cell level. We detox the body first to set up a concentration gradient. All things in nature move from higher concentration to lower concentration. So we want a lower concentration of toxins in the body before we start detoxing the brain, which prevents toxins from being transported from the body into the brain again. So the third phase is detoxing the brain. This is where the magic happens. Depending on how long you've been bioaccumulating toxins will determine how long you'll need to repeat brain phases. But obviously, the more toxic person is, the longer it takes to complete the process. And, you know, thank goodness for this information. You know, people can get their life back. You know, people who are sick now have an idea of how to, you know, it's my job to get it out there. I'm living my purpose by getting the information out there. So if you're like most people, you're hearing excuses in your head on why you can't do it. Those three percenters I talked about, they heard those same excuses, but they took action anyways because they were committed to life and to having a better life. So my wish for you is you'll choose to be a three percenter and choose to get your life back. Obviously, it's not for everybody. You know, some people are not sick, but people are. But understand there's toxin anywhere in our world. So, you know, I think that's enough for one day. I think that's I've said enough. I'm going to sign off, and I want you to have the best day and week. Please take my words into consideration. Work on yourselves and work on and staying healthy and, you know, try to navigate and see the truth behind all the things that are going on behind this COVID thing. At least, you know, because is there a cure for it? There's no cure for it, really. They talk about there's no vaccine, and they talk about chloroquine. The best thing you could do is have a strong body, a strong immune system, because health is really your wealth. So till next time we meet again, this is Dr. Tim Garcia signing off. Remember, Garcia Chiropractic. At hotmail.com and 805-488-3090. Much love. Take care. Bye-bye.